Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Life is like a meteor. My twin granddaughters just turned 18. What a shock that was, I tell you. I've caught largemouth bass bigger than they were when they were born. But now they're almost as tall as me. Time is flying by at a breathless pace. Many of my close friends have gone on to be with the Lord, including T.K. Weatherill, Murph the Surf, far too many others. Music groups like the band have been ravaged by the passage of time, with all but one having died. When I watch a performance, I can't help but see that they all have passed away and reflect on it. Many superstars have died too and gone either to heaven or hell. It's sad to realize that so many are likely in hell. Many were not prepared for death, but it came upon them suddenly. Getting old and dying comes to us all. All the Botox and the exercise you can muster will not delay this appointment with death. The Bible states it's appointed to every man a time to die. I have nearly missed it on more occasions than I care to remember, but I know that the delay is merely temporary. And one day, I'll have to face God. And I liken our lives to meteors streaking through the sky. They're beautiful and bright for just a second, but then in an instant, the meteor is gone. King Solomon was renowned for his wisdom and tremendous wealth. He reflected on this at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes. I suppose when he was preparing for his own death, he asked a rhetorical question, what is life? He answered his own question by saying life was like watching sand run through one's fingers. He concluded this book by saying he has found that the goal in life was no more, no less than to fear or respect God and keep his commandments. Good advice. Make a commitment to follow Christ today, won't you? Hebrews 9:27, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Have a great weekend and go to church this Sunday. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.